All right, folks, Mark Maron in for Cedar at 22 past the hour here on What's Left of Air America. I Woo! Look at that New York Times article on Air America. They keep running the same damn article. Some of the original investors, there's a picture of them in the New York Times article, and they look like they're at a party in hell. Folks, we're talking about a lot of stuff. There's some calls up about the technology conversation, and I think we might get to those in a little while. I got coming? I got Bill Scherr coming in from Liberal Oasis, the blog. He's a blog proprietor. He is one of the yous. He's Times Person of the Year, along with all of you, all of us. I cannot wait until YouTube becomes, or until MySpace becomes passé. I cannot wait till MySpace just becomes like a digital graveyard filled with needy ghosts. I cannot wait till we extinct ourselves and aliens visit this planet and find our hard drives and look deep into them and find MySpace and look at each other and say, this is incredible. Every member of this species actually thought they were important. And apparently women live to 100 years old, showing no visible signs of aging. They had the secret. Hey, I want to get to this. I don't care what anybody says. So I haven't heard from Karl Rove in a while, but somebody has invented an arteriovenous malformation machine, and I think somebody should do a little investigation. Where are you, my independent speculative investigators? Who turned the dial to arteriovenous malformation? I know that Karl Rove can change the weather. He couldn't change the election results, but he's done something to poor Senator Johnson. Look, it's a sad state of affairs, and I just want to say Harry Reid, who visited Senator Tim Johnson from South Dakota, the Democrat who has had this stroke-like symptoms, this arteriovenous malformation, and Harry Reid said, quote, he's doing very well. His improvement has become significant. His doctors say that Johnson has responded to voices. He's opened his eyes and moved his limbs. And I say that's enough to vote on the floor, folks. That's enough. What more do you need? He can blink. He's listening. Come on, people. That's enough. They've had people with strokes in there. They've had retarded people in the Senate. We have a retarded president. You going to tell me a guy hooked to a machine where you just say yes or no? Yes. Come on, don't you remember that episode of Star Trek with the menagerie, Commander Pike in that box with the two lights on it, just his little head sticking out? What do you think, Commander Pike? Green, yes. Senator Johnson votes yes. I think that the entire Senate should be composed of those people. They should make the Senate brain dead and stick them in boxes, all of them. Just little heads in boxes with lights on them. But then you'd have to put an awful lot of trust in the speaker, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. So maybe not all of them. But look, all I'm saying is that I think he's good to go for as long as he can blink in here. And I think the one thing that you have to look for, the one thing you gotta be watched for here in the conservatives, in the right wing, is the reverse Shivoism. I swear to God, they're not going to be able to hold back. The Glenn Becks of the world. Somebody put a sock in that guy's face. Man, why are they giving that idiot so much airtime? Pretending like he's some sort of populist. Pretending like he has a sense of humor. Pretending he's not hiding an inner Hitler. To hell with that guy. But you wait till some of those guys start saying, hey, I think that they should probably just kill Tim Johnson. They should probably just put him out of his misery. Unplug him. That's what they're going to start saying. Look out for the reverse Shivoism. That's what I'm saying. Bill Scherr is coming up next from Liberal Oasis. Got a lot of phone calls all of a sudden. Wow, I'm going to have to tell you to hold on for a while. And then I'll try and talk to you. Rich, two bagels. I love you. Hold on. I'll take it at the beginning of the segment right before I bring Bill on. How's that? All right, Rich, stay on. It's about 27 past, and I'm still babbling. It's Mark Maron. I'm in for Sam Cedar. My name is Mark Maron. Can we record? I'm going to go record some of that right now. All right, I'm going to go record a thing for me. Mark Maron.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.